In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I will read from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 22, verse 32, in Jesus' name. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Dear brothers and sisters, evening services, very cold wind is blowing from the sea, but it probably doesn't bother us. Most of us have found some sort of dwelling, a caravan or a tent. Everyone has found a good place to rest. This portion from the Bible, do we remember the context? This is the speech Jesus had to Peter. We remember Peter well. We have heard about him as a disciple of Jesus, a courageous man. This is the prayer that Jesus had on behalf of Peter. We could think for a moment about the word prayer. In the Bible and at services, we have heard and read that the ability to pray is a gift, a grace gift to each person. For the prayer of a righteous person has a lot of power. What does it mean if a prayer is genuine and sober? Isn't it also a belief that somebody is listening and will answer that prayer? Even a weak sigh that leaves from the heart is a prayer. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. In the first psalm, we have been taught that we would not journey in godless places, but that instead we would study the Word of God day and night and the law of God. And this might sound like an impossible task, to study the Word of God day and night. But even a prayer to God to be with us this moment and every day. The heart of a believer is a heart that prays. And even when we go to sleep and when we do work during the day, we may have the mind of a person who prays. And Jesus, even in the Sermon on the Mount, teaches us that we don't need to pray as the Pharisees or the teachers of the law who wanted to walk around in public with their huge Bible and their large capes so that people would respect them for their self-righteousness. Jesus doesn't teach us to pray so that we would look important and but we are taught to pray in private places. Go to your room, close the door, and pray in private. And God will, the Father will answer. Surely, dear service guest, as you have come here to the services, you have had the prayer that the services would go well, and above all, we have prayed that God would hear us and we would get strength for our faith from these services. Somebody in their heart perhaps has prayed that, dear God, guide me back to the Father's home. This type of prayer God has promised to hear. God hears the prayers of those who knock. We pray on behalf of loved ones and others . The teachings of the Sermon on the Mount teaches us to even pray for our enemies or people who loathe us. The Word of God encourages us to pray for those who loathe us. The teachings of Jesus show us that it is impossible for us to even be perfect in prayer without the grace of Christ. We would not be worthy. It is impossible to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. When we look at Christ, the Son of God, only He was a perfect person. We ourselves, we need the forgiveness of sins and grace. Jesus prayed many times in different places and situations, and even on behalf of Jerusalem, not on behalf of the city, but on behalf of the people who lived in the city, the people of the Promised Land. Jesus did his work in public for about 2 years, and he preached repentance to his people. And Jesus also preached to anyone who came before him to listen. But Jesus said about Jerusalem and the Jews. I wish, as a mother duck, to protect all my ducklings under my wing. So, to whom was this prayer of Jesus addressed? It was addressed on behalf of Peter. Peter, which means rock. Jesus called Peter to be his disciple. Peter, along with his brother Andreas, listened to John the Baptist and perhaps belonged with the disciples of John the Baptist. And Peter was told to leave his fishing nets and follow Christ. And we remember Peter was a courageous man. And even in one situation, when Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And those disciples said that somebody has said that you are Elijah or some other prophet. And Jesus said, "Well, who do you think that I am?" And Peter said, "You are the Holy One of God, the Son of God." And Jesus gave to Peter that your flesh and blood did not tell this to you. You are Peter, and on this rock I wish to build my church. We could wonder, was Peter such a good example that Jesus raised him to be a high priest? No, we don't think like this. We believe that the faith that Peter carried in his heart, that faith was the rock on which Jesus wished to build his congregation. Peter, along with the other disciples, they were said to be the foundation for the church. The cornerstone was Jesus. We remember many occasions when Peter wobbles and his weakness shows. For example, it wasn't long that Jesus said, "I will give you the keys to the kingdom. You can release or bind sins." And Jesus says, "Soon will come a time when I will be killed and crucified." And Peter said, grabbed his arm and said, "No, Lord, no, don't let this happen to you." Peter did not understand that this had to happen. This difficult challenge he wanted to avoid. Do we remember how Jesus answered to Peter? He said, "Go away, Satan. This what you say is not from God. This comes from your flesh and blood." And in this way, Jesus had to rebuke Peter for the calling of the Lord Jesus Christ. He had to fulfill his duty, whether it was difficult or not. Jesus did not want to avoid this duty, which was given to him, but Peter would have liked to avoid it, but Jesus not. In other occasions, disciples complained because of a lack of faith. In one instance, Jesus was explaining how difficult it is for a rich person to get into heaven, and the disciples asked, "Lord, who can be saved? Increase our faith." And Jesus said, "No one can be saved except through him. He is life, and for God, all things are possible." We remember the friend of Jesus, the doubting Thomas, who had to touch the wounds in the sides of the body of Jesus. He who believes without seeing. This is the type of faith that is expected of us. As we look around this beautiful tent, we can sense the warmth, despite the fact that there is a cold wind here. We have the Sun of Grace, which warms our hearts. In our everyday lives, we may ask for signs, for we doubt. And those Pharisees also asked for signs. "Show us a sign," they said. Jesus did a lot of miracles with which he showed his godly powers. But he did not perform them for entertainment. But Jesus had that godly power, and he always taught that you should believe your sins forgiven. And when he healed the sick, he also always stressed to believe your sins forgiven and sin no more. So Jesus said in many occasions. Even our feelings change. We are people like Peter and Thomas or any of the other disciples. Our feelings vary. Sometimes we are very irritated when we have trials. We're not always cheerful and sunny. The Bible teaches us to temper our negative feelings. We are not denied our feelings, but we are asked and we are taught and we teach that when we have living faith in our heart, that is everything. In the book of Revelation, it is said to a servant of the word, be hot or cold, but do not be indifferent. Don't be such that the Word of God does not touch your heart. God, protect us. We want to live as children in this children of God and believe. In the Bible also, instances are mentioned where Peter and the disciples find it easy to believe when Jesus sent them on preaching trips. And he said, go to villages and offer the word of peace. And to those who accept this offer, they will gain peace. But those who do not accept, then leave them. And when the disciples came back, they joyfully told Jesus that even evil spirits obeyed us. Preaching the forgiveness of sins created joy in their heart. And Jesus teaches, be joyful above all that your own name is in the book of life. So we also can be joyful for our own personal faith, for it will carry us to the destination, the heavenly home. And in another occasion, Peter found it easy to believe, as I, when I came to this these services, as Jesus took Peter and Jacob and John to the mountain, where before them was revealed Moses and Elijah, who had died, and they saw them. And at that time, Peter was able to say, Lord, this is good. I remember these instances where Peter found it easy to believe. And for us, it is easy to be at these services, to push those baby buggies, those prams, as parents or old people or whatever station in life we are at. It is easy to believe here at these services. These services are meant to be strength for our faith. This courageous Peter, who always knew what to say, he quickly answered. And Peter, in this context of the text that we read, he denied Jesus. And Jesus said that when the shepherd is battered, then the sheep are scattered. Peter said to Jesus, that I would rather die than deny you. But Jesus said, before the cock crows, you will three times deny me. To Peter, the idea seemed impossible that in a short time he would three times deny his Lord and Master. But such is a person. In easy times, it is easy to believe. When temporally life is rich and we are healthy and there are no wars and there is no persecution, it is sometimes hard to believe. But when a person is facing great difficulties, then he turns towards the Heavenly Father, and the feeling comes that no one else can help me except God, the beloved Heavenly Father. And in the hearts, during such times, our prayers go to heaven. Come to me and bless me. This is a good prayer. So David even prayed, and his prayer was answered. Peter had to make himself humble, and he had to walk the steps of repentance. And those examples, when Peter fell, we are able to see that we are the same kind of people. I remember a portion in the Bible where Paul also had to rebuke Peter. This part is in the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, on his way home, avoided certain people, and Peter had to, Paul had to rebuke Peter. And he said, "Don't do that. Remember the occasion in the home of Cornelius." We can be in a challenging situation. We don't have anything to be ashamed of with this faith, even though it may feel at times. We can believe openly and with joy the gospel. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is strength for everyone. The prayer of Jesus, that thy faith fail not. Jesus knew that Peter would fall, but he prayed that Peter would not be lost to the world, that fall would not be so heavy and serious, that he would not find strength to walk the steps of repentance and beg for forgiveness. Jesus prays on the behalf of every one of us that we, in our everyday lives, we would accept him and confess him to be our Lord. And Peter, when he fell, he fell in a different way than Judas did. One person once asked me, "What do you do as a priest if somebody wants to baptize their child and name their child Judas? And I cannot do this, for that name has such a bad reputation." The sin of greed led Judas to betray his Lord and deny his Lord. Judas was a traitor. And he had a bad conscience, for he knew that he betrayed the blood of an innocent person. In the kingdom of God, never do we say to a sinful person that that's your problem. Instead, we always preach the forgiveness of sins. Even at this moment, we have permission to believe our sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. Believe all your sins forgiven. As I am here before you, I wish also to ask for myself, can you preach the forgiveness of sins to me? I want to believe with the children of God. Don't ever go walk the steps of Judas, for we are as Peter. We fall into sin in difficult places. We may not have strength to confess our faith. But even in these weak moments, we can pray to God for strength, for we do not have to be ashamed of this faith. This faith, it even speaks to those in unbelief. Do you remember how Peter had a beautiful moment after he had betrayed Jesus? He felt absolutely awful. And Jesus came to him with his loving and merciful gaze. Jesus did not speak, but he confronted or came face to face with his gaze. And Jesus knew that Peter went and cried bitterly. And finally, from the grave came the message to Peter that Jesus is risen up. And the words from the angel said, tell Peter. This message belongs to any unbelieving listener who wishes to believe sins forgiven. You can believe your sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus, and you can be blessed and safe, and you can own this living faith into your heart. For faith, it is born by listening. And this word, it is preached in the kingdom of God. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. If you don't believe, and if you wonder, is this guy speaking the truth? Study the Bible. As Paul preached, study the Bible. You can believe, forgiven, own in your heart this gospel. In the name and blood of Jesus, all sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name, I will end this sermon. Amen.